It matters how we show up for the feast. And frankly, I had a little trouble understanding this gospel at first when I was reading it, preparing for this homily. We see this part where the king encounters this man at the wedding feast without a wedding garment. And he throws him out. He just kicks him out of the party. And we can think to ourselves, well, gosh, king, doesn't that seem a little harsh? I mean, after all, the people who he invited first didn't even show up. At least this guy showed up and he was participating. Couldn't you have been a little nicer, maybe? But think about it this way. Imagine it's your wedding day. Some of you have experienced this. Some of you can only imagine it. But imagine it's your wedding day. You've been preparing for months, and the day is finally here. You're all excited. It's your special day. You've got your tux on. You've got your dress on. All the flowers. Everybody's coming in. And then you're waiting there. You're waiting for the wedding to happen. In walks your best man or your maid of honor. And they're wearing like a t-shirt and jeans and sneakers or something. How'd you feel at that moment? You'd probably be a little upset, right? You'd say to them, hey, what's going on? Why aren't you ready? The wedding's happening right now. Why aren't you here ready for that? They might say something like, oh, well, you know, I just decided to wear this today. I hope you don't mind. And you would say, no, actually, I do mind. Why don't you go and put on the right thing so that you're ready for the wedding? And then they might say something like, well, I thought the important thing was that I could just be here for you. I didn't think it would matter to you how I was dressed. And you would say, well, you know, it is important to me that you're here. I'm happy that you're here. But it's a little bit insulting to me that you're not prepared for my wedding. This is my special day. You're supposed to participate in a special way. And this is exactly what's happening in the gospel today. The king has thrown this wedding party for his son. It's his son's special day. And then he encounters this guy who's not ready. He's not wearing the right garment. And the king says, basically, you're insulting me right now. Why aren't you ready for this celebration? And since you're not ready, why don't you leave? Brothers and sisters, it matters how we show up for the feast. And sure enough, this gospel is a parable about the kingdom of heaven. That's totally true. But we have to realize that what we're doing here at the Mass, celebrating the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, is a real participation in the kingdom of heaven. It's a real participation in what's happening right now in the kingdom of heaven. Understand that the saints and the angels aren't just hanging out, relaxing, playing golf or something up in heaven. No, they are worshiping God for all eternity. That's what heaven is. Communion with God, worshiping Him. And they're participating, of course, in the worship of Jesus Christ Himself. The worship that Jesus offers to God the Father when He sacrifices Himself on the cross. That's what they're participating in up there. And that's precisely what we're participating in right here, too. When we go to Mass, it is the heavenly banquet that we're attending. It is the heavenly banquet. It's not simply just something else that we do with our time. It's not simply another thing in your schedule. This is the most important thing you can do because it's Jesus' special day. Just like a wedding would be that person's special day, and you're expected to be prepared for that. In the same way, the Mass, every time we celebrate the Mass, is Jesus' special day. We are expected to be prepared for it in the right way. So the question is, how do we show up to Mass? How do we show up to the feast? Sometimes it's really easy for us to fall into this mindset of like, well, the important thing is that I'm here. Jesus is just happy that I'm here. It doesn't matter how I've prepared myself to be here. But as we see in the gospel today, that's not true. it does matter how we prepare ourselves for Mass. And recognize that we are bodily creatures and we're spiritual creatures. We're meant to prepare ourselves in a bodily way and in a spiritual way. So we can use this now as an examination of conscience. So first, do you wear clothing that shows that you recognize the importance of what's happening here? That it's not just simply another event in your calendar. Now listen, am I saying you need to wear a tux or a ball gown or something to Mass every weekend? No, I'm not saying that. But it is important that you wear clothing that shows that you recognize the importance of this event. It's not just another meeting you're attending. It's the heavenly banquet itself, made present to us. It's Jesus' special day. We should wear clothing that represents that. Do you fast before the Mass? Do you observe that hour fast before receiving communion? Because again, it's important that we prepare our bodies in a good way to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Recognize that when you receive the Eucharist, you are literally a tabernacle. That gold box right there is called a tabernacle. That's what holds Jesus after every Mass. When you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, you're the same thing. You are carrying Jesus himself. You are a sacred vessel at that point. Do you wake up early enough for Mass so that you can get ready, so that you can get your family ready, so that you can be here on time? Now, I'm just going to say it. Do you stay until the end of Mass? Think of the wedding example again. I know if I were the best man at my friend's wedding, I wouldn't dream of showing up late or leaving early. And how much more important is the Mass than anybody else's special day? Because it's Jesus' special day. We recognize that and we respect that when we are on time for Mass and when we stay till the very end. And then, of course, we have to ask ourselves, are we prepared in a spiritual way? Do you pray before Mass? Do you think about what's going to happen here? Do you spend time meditating on the mysteries that we celebrate? Do you go to confession beforehand? If you're aware of mortal sin on your conscience, don't receive communion. Why? Because you're meant to have that spiritual wedding garment. You're meant to be ready to receive, to participate in the banquet. If you're aware of that, come up for a blessing instead. But make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that you've gone to confession, that you've received that spiritual wedding garment that you need to participate in the Eucharist worthily. Brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Mass, we participate in the sacraments, we pray, we do good works. Why? So that we can participate here in the heaven, in the Mass, in this banquet, in a good way, but also so that when we show up to the heavenly gates, to that heavenly banquet, we can also participate there in a good way. Because trust, brothers and sisters, it is going to matter how you show up to the heavenly banquet. Now, the good news in all of this is that God hands out free wedding garments. Literally, we don't have to do anything to deserve it. We don't have to do anything to earn it or to buy it. He simply wants to give us this grace. He wants to give us this spiritual wedding garment that we need to be able to participate in a good way. He wouldn't invite us to this feast if he didn't also provide the means for us to participate in the right way. And realize that even more than you want to participate in the Mass and in the heavenly banquet in a good way, Jesus wants that more. If you need more proof of this, simply look at a crucifix. Jesus, who is God himself, became one of his creatures, suffered for us, died for us, sacrificed himself on the cross. Why? So that we could spend eternity with him. so that we could be at that heavenly banquet with Him, both here on earth and in heaven. He wants it more than we could ever know. All we have to do is accept the invitation. So brothers and sisters, go to confession if you need to. Pray for that grace that you need to prepare in the right way. Pray for that grace that you need to be that Christian that God is calling you to be, so that you can show up to the heavenly gates in the right way. We participate well here at the Mass, so that when we show up to heaven, we can participate well in that banquet also. It matters how we show up for the feast. Accept the invitation of the Lord. Allow Him to clothe you in the glory that He intends for you. And participate in the celebration of the Lord in the best way that you possibly can.